Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you. It is April 13th, 2021. I'm glad that you're here and that you're joining us. Those who are dialed in for ministry, we will be with you shortly. And those who are listening online and streaming, we welcome you and thank you for bringing your listening ear and your heart of faith into the household of the Lord, that we would share in unity what the Lord has prepared for us and partake of him and his victory this evening. So the number 13, just to kick this off, has to do with love, double portion, 1 Corinthians 13:13. You can look that up. And so one is made up of one, which is unity, and three is the Trinity. So, and we are made in God's image, and Jesus was in the center of the 12. So praise the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for being in the center of our lives, Lord, and just in the center of this program this evening, Lord, we just dedicate our time. I dedicate this program unto you, Father God, and ask Holy Spirit that you would have your way, that you would impart your spiritual blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray for your word, God, as we come unto your word, Lord, and you speak life and breath into your word, Lord, that they would come together and bear fruit in our lives, Lord, in the hearts of every listener, Lord. I thank you, Lord, and just pray a blessing, God, and refreshing on them, God, that they would receive a double portion of your love this year, God, and that you would just expand those places within them, Father, to receive from you all that you've prepared in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to talk about a couple things tonight, which it seems like I've been saying that as of late, but there was something the Lord gave me yesterday. Excuse me, and prayer to intercede, and even for our nation. So I wanted to make mention of that. And I did listen to the program last night. I really need to maybe go back and listen to it. I think I missed some pieces there and glimpses of what was being said. So, and hopefully it'll be repeated and taught, and I think that it will. But and then there was something that it came up three times, which is from Proverbs 31:26, where it says, wisdom and the law of kindness to be upon her tongue. So I wanted to talk about that just a little bit too. But let me just mention first, yesterday I was praying and I was on the go. So it ended up being, I knew the Lord wanted me to pray about this because I felt the unction to pull up my phone and to voice record what I was sensing the Lord was saying, and then even pray into that so that I would have it. So when I returned home, I could have it and then kind of dive in a little bit more with him. But here's what the Lord was showing me, that in the U.S. that we are, there are, there are attempts to trash the Republic. And I don't mean a particular party. I mean the people at whole, the Republic of the United States of America, who have our, you know, independence and how we vote and how those in the state and in the House, you know, even the vice president and the president are to be serving the community and the honor and the oath that they took before this nation to uphold it, to uphold the Constitution and to serve it. And that's what they're doing, you know, so those like count those balances, right? And that, there are trespasses that are being made into the Republic, unto the Republic. They're trespasses. And so what I prayed on my note was that the Lord would forgive us of our trespasses. And, you know, that is what the enemy does, right? He's a trespasser, isn't he? Isn't that what the enemy does, is he trespasses on things that are rightfully ours, that rightfully belong to us, and he'll trespass on that. And so I see that the Lord, he's doing that, having to pray and intercede for those of you who are intercessors to be praying that the Lord forgive us of our trespasses, and that we would forgive those who trespass against us, and the Lord would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. His, you know, that his great mercy and kindness would unfold in creative and complex ways in Jesus' name, and just declaring the liberty and the pillars that are established to stay. So that's pretty much what that prayer was yesterday. I did not, sometimes when I listen to the evening program that begins at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and I'm in the Eastern time zone, I cannot text sometimes an explanation of what, but I did want to text that last night to say the Lord put that in my heart to pray over the trespasses onto the Republic in our nation. And then the other thing he showed me within that was Isaiah 58 and 59. So Isaiah 58, I knew, well, actually he showed me Isaiah 59. And so then, but I know Isaiah 58, they kind of go a little bit hand in hand, because in 58, he's talking about the intercessors and the type of fast that he calls, that he has chosen, you know, to loose the chains of injustice. And so I'm just appealing to the intercessors, when you pray, if the Lord, if you feel like the Lord's been having you fast as of late, then to just pull up this verse and begin praying 6 through 12. And certainly however else the Holy Spirit would lead you, but praying the Lord's fast. And then in Isaiah 59, verse 16, he is saying, and he saw that there was no one, and he was appalled that there was no one to intervene or to intercede, okay? And let me go, I'm sorry, I want to say, in the NIV. So he was appalled there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. So he's wanting us to even intercede for salvation. So it's interesting that even this law of kindness has to do with salvations as well. And I know the Lord has been just doing something in my heart for people who are perishing. And you know the verse that talks about, and then, excuse me, let me read from, let me just read 16. So he's looking for the intercessor, saw that was none. So from the west, actually this is 19, people will fear the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory, for he will come like a pent-up flood, and the breath of the Lord drives along. Okay, so those of you who are Christians, I don't want to get into the part where it talks about, you know, their transgressions and their sins and their wickedness. But the Lord sees all of that, and he knows all of it. So if anyone ever thinks they're doing anything in secret, you know, or plotting things, you're actually, the Lord sees that, and he knows that, and he will bring his justice and his ways on that. So going back to the salvation part. So the salvation, right, because that's what the Lord desires, the aroma, that we are an aroma of Christ to those who are being saved and those who are perishing. And I was thinking about, you know, sometimes when people are, you know, they strike up a conversation with you, or they might even comment like on your light, or they just felt drawn to you, or like there's just something different about you. I mean, some people even just make the statement, and realizing the realization of the Lord sending them before you. And, you know, not missing that opportunity to speak into their life and to be, you know, that life-giving breath. Like if they're perishing, is it water? Is it life? Is it light? What do they need, you know? And that's just to be that they're, the Lord's had them drawn to you for a reason. And if they are perishing, that we would be, we would speak with wisdom and be vessels of kindness, and the law of kindness would be upon our tongues as we speak to them, and to help them to find salvation and to reconcile their lives and to restore and to redeem. So in this verse, I have this verse written down. Let me go here. Oops. I exited the wrong one. Real quick so I can read the entire verse. Okay, so she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Okay, that's the NIV, but it does say the law of kindness. So who is she speaking to there? You know, she's speaking to her household, to everyone in her household, her family, her neighbors, the community, even in the workplace. There's no one that she's not speaking to or interacting with, you know. It's just even, purchasing groceries, purchasing land, buying a field. She's speaking to lots of people in lots of different ways. And no one is excluded from that. So this law of kindness, so the law, what does this mean? The law meaning instruction and legal directives, right? So there's the blood of Jesus would be like a legal directive. But we're speaking of what the law, the meaning of the law is, the law and the principles of the spirit of life. That's the law that I'm talking about. Not Old Testament law, but the law of the spirit of life. And kindness is goodness, naturally kindness, faithfulness, reproof, beauty, and favor. And so it says in one sentence here, it says, in a good sense, zeal towards anyone. That's just interesting, right? Because we zeal towards anyone, love, kindness, especially. So of those that are among us. So, and there were just some other verses on kindness. Colossians 3:13, I'll read because of the number 13 being today. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so also must you. Okay, Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as an elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. And we're really not equipped to do this in and of ourselves and in our own soul. We kind of do this apart from the grace of God and the inward strength and working of the Holy Spirit. And so we call upon him even in prayer and asking him to put this law of kindness upon our tongue and to think about how we're saying things and wording things. And even especially like even prophetic people, you know, and myself included, I'm really thinking of myself, is that sometimes I can see things black and white and I just go directly to the point, directly to the principle. And so I need the law of kindness, wisdom, and the law of kindness upon my tongue to get to where I need to be in a manner, in a different manner than just cut and dry and, you know, shooting the arrow. Sharply to the target. Now, there's purposes and ways for that as well, but when we're drawing other people, you know, that's not something we want to do. And even I really sense too that the counsel of the Lord is on this for this hour, okay? Because in Romans 2, let me go here, I'm still in the NIV, but Romans 2, verse 4, but they were just talking about judgment, like if you're in verses 1 through 3, if you're judging someone else, then who are you, you know, kind of like basically who are you to judge, you know, based on the truth? We're mere humans and you know, we don't escape God's judgment either, you know, so kind of like don't be critical and, you know, and have judgment in that way. And verse 4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness? forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. So we still have ways in which we are maybe like self-sufficient, if you will, and it could be like, could be with eating, could be with driving, it could be with work. You know, sometimes there's a fine line between you're diligent or you're a workaholic. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you're eating to be sustaining and enjoying, and, you know, that we are can, or you are addicted to sugar. You know what I mean? There's a fine line there that inwardly we know, and it's God's same kindness that's going to lead us to repentance and his inner truth too, okay, right? So we want to extend that. But when we experience it, like I said, we can't do this outside of the grace of God and the Holy Spirit's working in our life, because when we understand it, then we follow and begin to walk in it ourselves. But in this repentance and the riches of his kindness, and the Amplified, it says, that leads you to repentance in your inner self. So that's what I'm saying is that it's more encompassing than just salvation. It goes even beyond that through our sanctification, really, through our sanctification, because, you know, when in John 17, where it says, you know, that we would be the truth, speak the truth and love and grace, and his word is truth, right? So his word is going to lead us in our inner self to sanctify us, and also in our inner self and in your old way of thinking. So his kindness, the riches of his kindness, is going to eliminate your old way of thinking. Just like if you think that you need to have that donut, or you think that you need to have, you know, that 2 o'clock cup of coffee, or, you know, and, you know, there's just that fine line, because some could say, well, you know, I don't think having coffee is a sin. Well, no, it's not. But, you know, inwardly, when you've crossed, you know, inwardly, you can pretend like it's not. But really, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, just like when he dipped the bread and said to Judas, you know, he knows this day. So he's doing it outwardly. And Judas didn't react to that. He didn't respond to it. And he kept it hidden. But it was the Lord's kindness that was trying to lead him to partake in his kindness, partake in his repentance. And he refused it, you know, whether out of his own pride, masking his pride, you know, whatever it might be, you know, and not wanting to humble himself amongst his brothers. Whatever that was, is he didn't receive what Christ was speaking to him in that moment. And it was a prophetic word, you know, it was a living prophetic word for him to partake and to join in him. He's like, will you join with me, you know? And, you know, when the Christ speaks life, you know, the light dispels darkness. And, again, I believe he was offering him some fellowship of freedom, really. And also, you know, truly that, and when we do that, we're truly seeking the purposes of God for our life and what the Lord wants for us. So when I see that, you know, I was thinking about communion. Actually, I didn't even have on my notes. I'm prepared to talk about the Judas and the communion part of that. Okay. Thank you. Sorry for the disruption. And so, but I was thinking, when we take communion, is that like the law? His communion is the law of kindness being placed on our tongues. And just to receive that, and anyway, that's just something that, you know, his bread of life and the law of kindness, that we would just, when we take communion with him as well. And I see him using that, you know, in the days ahead and in reaching people. Through our words, which are so important, so, so important nowadays, because people hear political words, that, you know, which things sometimes are twisted. Some things are devised or murky or just made to be disguised as something else. I guess that's what I was saying. using the political word, but people's words are disguised as something else, and not, they're not truth, and they're not grace. And this will prevail. This is the ways of the Lord will prevail. And we are going to pray, and we are going to intercede as the Lord calls us to. So glory be to God. Okay, let me thank you for being with us tonight. And let me open up the phone lines here. I just need to write down. And so when I say this, I know I said this last week, but just for clarity purposes, when I say I'm writing down the numbers, I'm really just writing down only the numbers that I call out as well, like the first six numbers, because sometimes this computer, if there are more people join us, or sometimes people, which they're free to jump off at any time, or if they've received a prayer and then they leave, sometimes it jumps it just jumps and it reorders everything. So I want to make sure those that have been waiting from the beginning get served first, and then I move on to the next ones. So just a little complicated, but that, I mean, not truly complicated, but that's what that means there. So I'm only writing down, I just going to open up this phone line. This is all that I write down. 910-709. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Very nice. Okay. Let me get a little drink of water before I start.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, actually, I think that's tea. That's unsweet tea, not water. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And enter into your presence, Lord, with Sylvia, Lord, bringing her before you, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for taking her, God, from the miry clay, God, in the miry places, Lord, that you rescued her and took her out of that, God, and that you are shaping her and forming her, God, and creating her and even developing her. Like, you know, we do get our identity in Christ, and sometimes we have to be careful the things that were even established in our life in the natural, you know, that we kind of maybe admire or that we like, even that we don't hold on to those more than who Christ says we are. And then there's other times there's things where people can maybe label us, you know, and sometimes people want to label us. And sometimes that even happens in organized communities and even the church, because it's a sense of, okay, well, if you just work with the children, then that's who you are. That's your place. That's your role. And you can't do anything. Like, it's just easier for them to manage, but it's not necessarily the way of the Lord or the spirit of the Lord being freely to move in someone's life. You know, just like a child could prophesy to their teacher, you know, that's not the way the spirit of the Lord works. So sometimes people can put labels on us, and that sounds like, oh, you're an intercessor. Oh, you're a, you know, where it actually is limiting. It can be a limiting thing. And the Lord, you know, we're not to take on the outward thing either that people place upon us. Even, you know, it can be good where people can see, like you can see good feedback, and it can help with shaping and molding. But as a label, in a sense, where we end up limiting ourselves before the Lord and taking that on as our identity more so than who Christ called us to be and how he's shaping us and how he's molding us and creating us, like we don't even get a say-so in that, because now we belong to Christ and we've been purchased by him. And so we just have to be careful that those subtle things that try to, you know, put themselves on our identity or make themselves known within our own identity, even if we're speaking them ourselves. Like sometimes you might hear me say, and I've said this before, like, I'm Italian and I like that about my heritage, you know, and the food and the cooking and the recipes and that. But I have to be careful that doesn't become something more than who Christ made me to be, you know, and that's just like, I don't get all, I don't get everything out of that. just because I like that aspect, you know? And so, yeah, because in the blood of Jesus, you know, and what, and two, and some, when other people speak things over us too, it can be very subtle. It can be very subtle, but the Lord has pulled you out of that miry clay, you know, it's pulled you out of that and cleansed you and washed you, and he's shaping you and creating. I mean, this is ongoing as part of our sanctification. I know you've probably been saved for many years, you know, but it is, you know, he is the author, creator of our faith, you know, from beginning to end, from beginning to end. And it's quite pleasing when we step out in faith. It pleases our Father, it's pleasing to him. And it's one reason while the enemy wants to trip us up, is that he does not want us to be pleasing to the Lord, and for the Lord to have, you know, joy and his honor and his glory, and for that, for there to be harmony and unity in our relationship with the Lord. While he pours out condemnation on people, he uses guilt and shame and exaggerations, you know, and hurls his accusations and assaults, you know, and bombards those in the body of Christ to disrupt our harmony and our unity and the preciousness of our faith before the Lord. But it really cannot be touched. It is like a burning fire within us that resides deep within us, that nobody can touch us. Not our enemy, you know, nobody can disrupt what we have with the Lord. And in that relationship. So I thank you, Father God, just for the preservation of that. Lord, that no one would even try to usurp her authority in Christ, her anointing in Christ, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you that you keep giving to her, God, that you keep revealing to her, Lord, and that you are her sustainer and her creator, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I see him, you know, just putting your feet firmly, being very firm, like it's like almost like all of your feet are firm in the foundation, like up to your ankle, so you're unmoving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very firm stance and secure. So we thank you for that, Lord. And I just pray, breath of God, that you would breathe into her, Lord, just even breathe into her mind, Lord, to wipe away any debris that the enemy might have subtly spoken or pointed, you know, any accusations or hurled any misconceptions about even her motives or intents, God. In Jesus' name, we just break that off, God, that those would fall to the wayside in the name of Jesus, and that your breath would just, you know, afresh within her mind, blow those things out, and that you would even show her the subtle things, Lord, that maybe she, you know, bends her ear to or is sensitive to through other people, God, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your strength, your abiding strength to be with her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for even in like the riches of your kindness and your compassion in those areas to comfort her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. You touched on pretty much something that I'm going through at church. Sometimes it was said to me that I guess the way I praise the Lord, I think they have trouble with that. And it's amazing because she sort of touched on it roundabout tonight. And I was having some problems with that today. Because I guess, which is, it's not, you know, it's not like really touching me that much because, I, you know, church people always have something to say when they don't understand why you praise the Lord, you know, the way you do. I'm not the type to just sit in the chair and, you know, just sit there. I really praise him. I praise him at home. I praise him in church. But sometimes people who aren't accustomed to praising the Lord that way, they see something wrong with the way that you do. So you sort of touched on that tonight.
Yeah. And that can be sometimes, even though you know it and you have that understanding that you just explained, sometimes it can be like just the subtle, you know, like ever so subtly, like, oh, that's a little bit disheartening that here I am freely being me, freely before the Lord, and that's misconstrued as something else or false or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
Just even like, yeah, even me just touching on that a little bit, how it's oh so subtle, but we just pray the wind of the Holy Spirit to just blow the debris, because what it ends up being is just debris, and it doesn't need to settle in your mind. You know, that the wind of the Holy Spirit would just blow through your mind and remove the debris in Jesus' name. And that happens to all of us, and that we just sometimes maybe don't sit in it long enough to think about it, but like, or we just say, oh, okay, I'm not gonna be bothered by it, and we move on, and we just move on to the next thing. But yeah. But really just taking the time to, and then if any forgiveness, you know, depending on, it doesn't sound like yours went that deep, you know. But I'm
saying,
anyone else, if if any forgiveness, you know, if it seems like they got had a little hook in there, and the wind of the Spirit can't blow out the debris that it's hooked, then you know, just release them with forgiveness in Jesus' name. So
Actually, I didn't know who the person was. So it's just like you know, sometimes you can you know, just Spirit gets on, when the Spirit gets on you in church, and it's not you, but you're not seeing the Spirit get on anybody else, so they think something's wrong with me. But it's okay, because, you know, I know who I am. So, you know, I put people behind me with those things a long time ago, but it just bothers me that people have time to sit and can, you know, sort of like conjure up things or looking at you, praise the Lord, but, you know, they have to make highlight of you praising. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're looking at me praising, then where is your praise? You know, you should be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So
yeah, because you shouldn't
tonight,
be.
So,
yeah. That was good. Very good. Thank you for sharing with us and letting us pray for you. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Bless you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Righty. Sometimes my computer is slow to close out the microphone. Okay. 832-498. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. God bless you. I'm calling from Texas. This is Marie.
Marie?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Marie, for joining us. God bless you, too.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. So, Father, we just thank you for Marie, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her before your throne of grace, God. I thank you, Lord, just even for the prayers of intercession that she prays, God, and the release, Lord, of the things, you know, when we release things from our mouth unto the Lord, then he sometimes releases angels on assignment. He unties things, you know, he sends his anointing, he sends his messengers. And in the process, we might not always see the process until we see some of the outcome of the prayers. And sometimes we, you know, we might not always see a demonstration or evidence of what our prayers are, but I see that as you come before him and the things that you're praying, just as they come off of your mouth, there's movement is happening. Like I almost see like the movement of not that necessarily see your breath, but like, I don't even know how to describe, like the wind, you know, how like maybe you can see that in a cartoon, the wind or the movement, when normally you shouldn't be able to see it when someone's just talking. But like, I kind of see that as you come in before the Lord and speaking forth your prayer unto him. And they truly are just unto him. And what you're praying and your heart is still before him and your focus is on him. And they're being released. And so I'm just seeing the movement and some effectiveness in your prayers just as you are speaking them, and even ever so gently, and not even, you know, necessarily any louder than what I'm speaking here, you know. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, just for that movement and the wind, Lord, and the breath of God. We thank you, Lord, for using her breath to establish things on earth as they are in heaven, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that there wouldn't be any disruptions in her focus upon you, God, and in her focus with her eyes and with her heart, Lord, that they are anchored and connected together, Lord, for the purposes and the will of God spring forth from her mouth as a living fountain, Lord, before you, as a living spring springs forth from her mouth, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the establishment of that. And we thank you, Lord, just, I don't even know, Lord, if there's anything else, and I'm circling around, just see if there's anything else in that movement and in her breath, God. I don't know if you speak anything or show anything more in that, Lord, but I just thank you for the emphasis on that, and thank you for the emphasis on that, and yeah, you know what, I just was reminded of in the Old Testament when they carried the ark, or when they had the ark, you know, even in the temple, they were to focus on the angels, you know, the two angels, and between the angels' wings, like then the voice of the Lord would speak. And so there's something about when you're very focused and you're looking, even though your eyes can be closed, and but that you hear the Lord and what he's saying, and even your prayers are a whisper to that. As I was saying, you know, you pray on earth as it is in heaven. So your focus is so engaged inwardly and established with the Lord in the prayer that it's actually releasing releasing what's being heard in heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And I thank you so much for your prayers and for this ministry. I'm very grateful for it, and God bless you as you continue to do his work.
Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you for joining us, and it's become a privilege to pray for you and to join hands in faith with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, bless you in Texas as well.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, hold on. Oh, I got to mute this for a second because I need to cough. I'm sorry. Okay, so our next caller is 205-531. Good evening. Whom am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, Julia May, how are you?
Just fine, just fine.
Good. Good. Sometimes I forget the numbers or I don't have them all with me all the time, so thank you. Yeah. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up Julia May to you, Lord. We just bring her before you, Father, in Jesus' name. So I'm seeing like a rippling effect of you coming before the Lord, like with this water and this rippling effect, you know, like if you drop a stone or a pebble and it has those rings that ripple out and the effect that they have. So I thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, so I think more so in the sense that as the Lord is depositing in you, it's having this rippling effect outside of you. And, you know, sometimes, well, yes, because that happens when there's stillness. So the water is still, but, you know, and we think of the water as I'm saying it is, I think of the flow of the Holy Spirit. So we come before him and we're still. And as he deposits in you and it has this rippling effect that goes out, it's actually quite like, I don't know if surreal is the name, but it's quite beautiful for those who are experiencing it with aren't even really realizing what they're experiencing or what they're seeing or the effects of it, you know? So we thank you, Lord, just for the beauty of this, God. We thank you for the movement and the motion that you have in her life, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the deposits and the nuggets, Lord, you know, and, you know, even these rocks, right? So Jesus called himself and Peter the rock. You know, Jesus is the cornerstone and Peter was a rock. And, you know, we are, and we're living stones, right? So we are kind of like a chip off the old block, if you will, you know? And so what he's offering you is a piece of the rock. You know, if you think about it, you know, it's a piece of, you know, this establishment and this covenant and this, it's like the foundation of it is so secure. And so, you know, like, I'm sure, you know, when he, I'd have to go back and read that and really like, come through that with my spirit before the Lord. But when he called Jesus, you, I mean, I guess he did have the revelation. That is when he had the revelation that Jesus was Christ. And he said, you, you know, Peter will, you know, on this rock, you, and I'm sure Peter's thinking like, what the heck does the rock have to do with anything, you know? So, yeah. So it's interesting, but I guess there is a, I don't know if you call it a birthright. There is a great privilege in being a partaker of the rock, you know, and getting a piece of it. And whatever it is that he's sharing with you is, yeah, I don't know what the establishment of that is, but it is definitely solid and of substance. It's solid and it's of substance and has a rippling effect. And I'm sure, you know, even when I said the word substance, I think of it has to be your faith in action, you know, produces substance, you know, like Peter spoke that out of faith, you know, or maybe he didn't think at all, you know, some people say he just blurted things out, but certainly that was a part of, he offered it in faith, you know, trusting the Lord wouldn't rebuke him, you know, and it was a revelation. And then he became a partaker of the cornerstone and became upon this rock. Righteous. So praise the Lord. So I thank you, Father, Lord, for what you're doing in Julia May, God, and the things that you offer her as she comes before you and the effects that they have on those around her, Lord. We thank you for the just the movement of the Holy Spirit in her life to those around her, God, that they would receive it, Lord, that they would begin to receive it. and be filled with it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm. Okay.
Is something hitting you?
I'm just thinking about it. I'm just being, thank you. Like I said, I prayed, you know, to hear the Holy Spirit clear and get up, have a more intimate relationship with God. You know, like I said, I think about stuff and think about my past. I said, and I look at the world and I said, Lord, there's nothing out there to offer. You offer all. And I said, you know, because I said, I done been out there in the world, so I know what they're doing, maybe not to that degree of someone, but I said, there's nothing, you know, that's pleasing out there. It's just temporary. And I said, you know,
yeah.
You already turn salvation, eternal life, and that. And sometimes, you know, you like say you help to wonder why they say, well, you know, they're of the world, so that's how they think. Because I have a friend said, why they do so? And I said, well, you know, they're not saved. They don't have the Holy Spirit, so they're worldly. But that's how they post things. If you in God, then you can't see it because you're spiritual. You're not worldly. And so that's what we have
mm-hmm.
to do. And a lot of times we have to realize, you know, certain things in life, you have to accept God's will and accept what he allowed to happen. So many things happen sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, my daughter doing good. Jump. I'm calling the doctor now. We're trying to get her set up to take the pig line out of feet, too. So he's supposed to call her back because her daughter asked, the nurse called, said, hey, set it up here. I said, no, I'm trying to catch him. So today the nurse said, well, he didn't call me. And because, you know, they have to go through procedure. I don't know how, but they do a lot, you know, like, one-day surgery, consider that. So just in his, I don't think they're doing the office because she said they have to sit some up. So I'm waiting on them to set that up now.
Oh,
she'd be
okay.
Glad to get that line out. Because she's eating, you
yeah.
know, like me and you. Y'all was doing better. She's saving the food. And one thing I keep forgetting, I definitely need a prayer for her. I lost my sense of smell and taste, and it is awful. And a lot of times I don't eat I forget to eat because I don't have no sense of taste and smell. And sometimes, you know, eating food, I tell people, I want to bite my finger because I forget I'm eating. You know, it just tastes like, I don't know what it tastes like. And then sometimes it'd be the kind of started, I have a friend, she had a COVID just like me. So we eating fish or chicken, and it had a very salty taste. And she said, taste salt.
Uh-huh.
I said, I noticed that. And then, you know, the other day she said the fish, I said, yep, the fish was salty again. But, you know, I can get like sweet
that was
sour.
The only thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I can get like
that
sweet
part
sour.
Of it coming,
like
is that part of it coming back or is that just some? That's really the only thing you could taste?
Well, that's the
that's
side
it.
Effect of it. That's what, you know, that's why
yeah.
I really realized I had the COVID because I had it. I got to the point I ate some and I couldn't taste it. I said, okay. But like I tried to tell people, they said I have bronchitis and sinus infection real bad, like January, February. In 2018, I had my eyes turned pink. The doctor told me it was bronchitis. I had an allergy in my eyes. And that's when I lost my sense of smell and taste in November 2018. I never forget because I was
really?
Working. And for, like I said, last year it was coming back. I could smell something every now and then, but I don't know what it is. Like I could smell onion. I know it's onion. But it's a very, I have metallic scent. That's what I'm saying, I can explain it. Now, if it's something real spicy, I can tell when you have spice, I can pick up the spice when I used to go to school. But other than that, the last time I really spent was for school club. Well, last year in July, a friend was doing my hair, and her granddaughter came in, and I was passed out. They were looking at me, she has a cologne, her perfume smelled so good. I hadn't smelled it so long, I was just looking, I said, I smelled this the whole while she was in there. But when she left, I ain't smelled nothing since then. That was July last year. And so
oh my goodness.
Every night that I might, yeah. So they say, you know, the virus just came around, but something took my sense of taste and smell in November 2018 because I was at work and the girl bought me a drink. I said, did you buy me a Mountain Dew? She said, yeah. I said, well, that Mountain Dew, it didn't do good. So I went and got me a Coca-Cola. And it tastes fuzzy. I said, what's wrong with this? So I think I got some chicken, and I bit in it. I couldn't taste it. I said, wait a minute. And something happened. They said, ooh, girl, something smelled bad. And I said, what? They said, you don't smell that. I said, smell what? Oh, my God, I lost my sense of smell. So it was coming back, and I got some of it back. And every now and then I smell cologne or perfume, and like I could tell when they were eating onion and sweet, sour, and spicy food had started burning my mouth, and well, before it wouldn't. And, you know, so I was getting a little bit back, and then next thing I know, in August, I couldn't taste it. I said, I figured out then because my test first two times came out negative. And the doctor said, no, something ain't right with this test. And so the third week, she said, let me test you again. So she tested me, and she said, oh, yeah, you had it. So I knew you had it because I had all the symptoms, which, you know, didn't have the purple toes and eyes that turned red. And but I had body chills, you know, all that stuff. So once I got to the taste and smell, I knew because my daughter had it. And they told me in the hospital, said she had it. So you got it. The doctor told me, go home, get the virus. So when I went home to test, negative. And she said, no, we're better. It's strange, you know, that's why I tell people there's so many different symptoms. See, she was treating me for bronchitis. I had two Z-Pak, two things of antibiotic, you know, and then she told me to take aspirin, some Tylenol, take two, wait 2 hours, take two Motrin, wait 2 hours, go back to the Tylenol Motrin, and do that for like 24 hours, kept on, and that thing, that would broke the feet. I didn't have a fever, but I was hot inside, and I told her, it only affected the left side of my body, from my head to my toe, and Sylvia from North Carolina, we grew up together, and I had one more, I couldn't take it, because I didn't want to go to the hospital, I thought I had the COVID.
Yeah.
So I said, you got to pray for me. And as she prayed, my body cooling down, and when she said amen, my body completely went cooled off. And she said, "Did the good."
Wow.
I said, "As you were praying, it was going," and I felt like I was burning up inside. And she said, "You made you got a sinus infection, so she was, you know." But I had a palpitation, but the stuff they were saying, I had it. And after, you know, take my daughter to the hospital, of course, taking care of her, I did get it, you know. So I want to pray for that because, like I said, some other people, I got a friend, you know, like I said, she's the same way, no smell, no taste, and we have brain fog. Half the time, I can't remember simple stuff. And you know, if I do a little bit too much, I get short of wind and take my breath away, so that's some of the side effects, too.
Okay. Has it been over a week, 10 days? How long has it been for you? Were you saying you had COVID or no?
Okay, Jennifer and I had COVID in August. And she, but see, this still is lingering.
Oh, but you don't have it right now. Okay,
no,
so you don't have COVID right now, but you still want me to pray about it.
Thank God, no. We had
something.
Our first shot a week ago, so no. But like I said, that was the thing, we had it and didn't know it because, you know, it was mimic. You know, so that's what people have to be careful because it looked like sinus and bronchitis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you want me to pray because you're still having a taste and a smell thing that's limited.
Yes, very limited.
Is that what you were asking?
When you eat food, I don't even taste it half the time. I don't even know what I'm eating. I just have to look at it.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful. Okay, let's pray.
It's awful.
Father, we just pray. Lord, we just pray in agreement for Julia May. Father God, we ask for a restoration and her taste buds, God, and upon her tongue. God, we ask, Lord, that even as she takes communion, God, that you would put your wisdom and the law of kindness upon her tongue. Lord, send your law of kindness upon her tongue that restores her taste, restores the smell, God, every quadrant on her tongue, God, that is sweet and sour and salty, every aspect within her tongue. God, the sides and the top and the tip, God, everything that functions to work together to enjoy food, God, and to enjoy it with taste and smell, God. We ask that you would release that to her and place it upon her tongue, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and even as she communes with you, God, that you would place that upon her tongue and let that, God, let her tongue even have a rippling effect as you've showed me, God, earlier. God, this rippling effect that you give her being established upon the rock, God, that it would have a rippling effect in people's lives, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for your restoration and healing virtue. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. The next time you take communion, ask the Lord for his law of kindness, for his kindness to touch your tongue and to bring healing. Yeah. All right. Okay, you take care. It's good talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Praying with you. God bless you too. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Okay, we have caller 251-229. Good evening. Where are you calling from? And what is your name?
Yes, I'm calling from Alabama. My name is Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Father, for Sarah, Lord. We just bring her before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, just Ancient of Days, Lord, that you have her prepared. I kind of see you in ancient garments, you know, like a linen, like an off-white linen type of ancient garment. You know, sometimes people might see that like an angel wearing that, but I see you before the Lord, coming before him, and these ancient garments before him. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the things that you're establishing and that you're doing. Lord, I just ask that you continue to speak into these garments, Lord. And actually, there is a verse about garments. And it's, let me do it this way. Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Isaiah 61, 10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and a bride adorns herself with jewels. So let me open this up and see. Oh, so Isaiah 61 is titled The Year of the Lord's Favor, and it starts with, as we know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor and has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of God, and to comfort those who mourn and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, and to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So, verse 11 says, so I read 10 to you about being clothed in garments of salvation, arrayed in a robe of righteousness. Verse 11, for as the soil makes a sprout come up, the garden causes the seed to grow, and the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. So hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so arrayed, I thought it was, anyways, it says, just the definition of arrayed in regular Webster, to dress or to decorate, especially in splendor or in impressive attire. So this may be why I had seen you in this garment. Yeah, so, display or arrange things in a particular way, or to dress someone in clothes specified. specified. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for these robes of righteousness that you've specified for your daughter. God, I thank you, Lord, just for your purposes, Lord. We thank you for the praise that she would even dance on injustice, God. And I thank you, Lord, for the nations. A praise is before all nations, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing that, Father. And I don't know if, let me see, if it maybe, you know, just part of being part of your call on your life that the Lord's had from you, even from the beginning. I'm not, you know, but Isaiah 61 seems to be a part of that, you know? And I mean, do you feel like you're called to nations, or do you have a nation on your heart?
Yes, I do. I have, I feel like I do have a calling, you know, on my life, and I do have friends that are in the UK, so I don't know if that's
okay. And they're Christian, that's funny because so. The Lord has me pray for the UK sometimes, just so I don't know anything about it. It just comes across my path. Sometimes it's funny because I had no idea. And then what about praise? Or is that just something you do before the Lord? Do you do, is that something that you like, excuse me, been on a praise team, worship team, anything of the sort? Write songs?
Yes.
Oh,
I definitely,
really?
Yeah, I definitely get off into the praise and the worship with Jesus. I've been doing that lately, and, you know, and just giving him my all, you know, all in all, and just praying for more of him and less of me and giving him praise.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, yeah, there's something happening there. There's something happening there. And I would just, you know, maybe just take the word of the Lord and from Isaiah 61 and just kind of have him minister to you and ask him to speak whatever it is that he wants to speak or show you. If there's anything more, you know, and just make note, because it's interesting when the Lord brings forth a word and then you're kind of actively partaking in part of it, which is through this praise and worship as of late. And, you know, me mentioning the nations and dancing on injustice. No, I know a group of women who were, well, there were young women and young girls. They were both intercessors. Well, the lead woman was very much an intercessor and then very much had a heart for Israel. And then she also had this worship dance team type of a thing. Nothing hokey, but very, like, very tastefully and very, you know, some even Israeli dance or Hebrew dance, if you will. And they had taken trips to Israel and really just danced. That's what they did when they were there, is they danced. So it's just interesting how the Lord can establish things through his praise and through our lives. Even where we step foot, you know, and what he can accomplish, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome that you would even mention the, I have some friends that they're Christians and they live in the UK, and sometimes we connect, you know, communications over the phone or Zoom or any, you know, and different things of that nature.
Sure.
And as far as Israel and everything, I have a longing, you know, to know more about it and what's going on over there, you know, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem I have a longing to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe there's a connection there, and it's more, even more than one nation, you know. But yeah, I would just encourage you to read Isaiah 61 and let the Spirit of the Lord fall upon you, you know, to lead you.
Okay. I would definitely do it. And I'm just really thankful to the Lord for him, you know, using you, you know, to come forth and speak the word to me. It's very encouraging, and not only to me, but to others as well.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that and testifying to that. So thank you. That encourages my heart. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And may God continue to bless you.
And likewise with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Anytime. And I'm thankful for just everything, you know. I'm still working. I know you told me that you worked with as a preschool teacher for a short time, but I'm still doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah, still doing it. So.
Well, I'm sure the children are blessed and the center's, you know, more than thrilled to have you. So.
Yeah, so I thank the Lord for you, and may God continue to bless you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. God bless you as well.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Have a blessed evening.
Okay. Shalom. You too.
Shalom.
Bye. Okay. Okay, we have caller 717217. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Anita. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
You're calling from where?
Pennsylvania. I'm
Pennsylvania.
Calling from PA. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I wasn't sure if you were, I don't know why, I wasn't sure if I was hearing a city in Texas or a state. Okay, so
it's
praise
state.
God. Yes. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Actually, I've been to Pennsylvania before, I think one time, maybe I drove through like the cliff end of it. Another time, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very, and I don't know all of it, of course, I'm sure it's a big state, but it was kind of mountainous, you know, terrain. And I'm thinking, was that in the fall? I think it was more in the fall. And anyway, I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the trees and the mountains and the, because I grew up in Michigan. And we didn't really have a lot of that, not mountains and stuff. Anyways, I enjoyed it. I think I was at a conference with a group of girls during that time. It was. I have good memories of Pennsylvania. And I think my husband has family in Pennsylvania. Okay, done with that story. Thank you, Lord, for Anita, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for just bringing her into your kingdom. God, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So just seeing, like, even as I said that, just like you walking into your kingdom and putting on, you know, just as it's like almost like the king is walking in, you know. I mean, even though Jesus is the king, but like this presence with this royalty and walking in and everyone giving attention to it. And responding to the presence as you enter in, you know, and it's rejoicing, and it's actually bringing you things of, it's bringing you things.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Lord. I think there's a scripture where the Lord talks about our obedience.
Okay.
We're rewarded for our obedience. And I don't know if these people, this kingdom is like bringing you the rewards, you know, and they're happy and so happy to see you and rejoicing and enthusiastic. And, you know, your head is held high and with authority and purpose, you are walking to go see the king and to enter in, you know. And so we thank you, God, that all of heaven is attentive. when her presence comes before your throne, God. We ask, Lord, that you would release to her gifts, Lord, rewards for her obedience, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, there also is like a mystery. There also is a mystery to our obedience as well, God, but then we can see the outcome and some of the rewards, Lord, even if they're just very practical things, even if they're things that just delight our hearts and are practical, and then also like an outpouring, like that's obviously the Lord did something there, and there was an outpouring there. So I thank you, Lord, let those be hers and hers alone. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the preservation of the kingdom upon her life, God. And in Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. And I'm not really seeing, like, I'm not seeing any fear of, you know, you can do battle with different things. And, I'm not seeing that it's done with fear.
Amen.
So thank you, Father. Thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Wow.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for every battle that's won. We thank you for every victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood, and Lord, and what you've accomplished, Lord, for every exchange on the cross, for pouring it forth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even healing the land, Lord, for even healing the land, Lord. Teach us, Lord. I know we all have different, you know, like even intercessors to go in and to pray, we have different aspects and different functions. For the will and the purposes of God to come forth on earth as it is in heaven. May we learn one from another as the Holy Spirit says, and may you teach us to even go further into those things and to capture those things and be able to put it into words, put it into praise, put it into songs, the victory and the process of winning these battles. God, winning these battles, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And thank you again for the preservation of these rewards. Like there's a preservation on it. You know, when the Israelites, the Lord preserved, as they even went through the wilderness, they preserved what they had before the Lord. And, and these rewards aren't things that would tarnish or be something in this world anyways, you know, they already belong to the kingdom world, but they are, there's a preservation on them and it could be too for like your family generation line, right? Because when we're obedient, and Deuteronomy, it talks about our obedience will bring, you know, will affect 1,000 generations. So there's some type of preservation upon upon your rewards and receiving them. Actually, you, from the time you get the reward to you receive it, there's a, definitely a preservation on that. So thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have a request. I just lost my mother.
Sorry.
On the 1st of April, and we are in the process of preparing for her funeral. And so I would like you to just lift us up, her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren, because the process is a little bit fast, but trusting God for peace and unity in our family.
I do know that. And I lost my mom the beginning of December. So I do know that. Yes. So, Father, we do pray for Anita's heart, God. We thank you by way of the Holy Spirit that you would strengthen her, God, with your wisdom, with your anointing to walk through this time, God, that would bring great honor in order to their family bloodline, Father, Lord, and to laying their mother to rest, Lord, with great dignity and great honor, God, we pray for the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and the great-great-grandchildren, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, their heritage. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray that your comfort would be like an umbrella over them, Lord. We pray that you would, even if these children, like, draw pictures, God, that they would be like testimonies of the Spirit. Of the breath of God speaking to them, Lord. I pray that you would give them holy dreams, Lord, of peace and life that are led by the Spirit of God, Lord. And for every seed that Anita's mom sowed to her generation for the glory of God, Lord, let it take root, Lord. Let it spring forth, Lord, as springs, Lord, you know, by the banks and the rivers and be, you know, righteous oaks before you, God, and drawing from you, Lord, even as their roots are established. And we thank you for that. And just Holy Spirit, speak and lead them and just be pliable and permeable to them as they walk through this time. And they focus on each other and their mother and you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. May God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. And as I think of you, I will pray for you. So this week. Okay. Bless you. Thank you for joining us and letting us pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Okay. Shalom.
Okay.
Our next caller is 847. 239. Good evening. Where are you calling from? And who am I speaking to?
Stephanie from Illinois.
I'm sorry. Did you say Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay. Your phone kicked up there for a second. But then I thought I heard your voice. When I heard Illinois, and then I thought that was your voice. So thank you for joining us this evening, and God bless you, Stephanie. Lord, we just thank you for Stephanie, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just bring her before you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. So, you know, normally when I pray, I usually say, bring people to the altar of the Lord, and I just kind of see his courts and entering into the throne room. But tonight, a lot of people that I pray for, I'm seeing like kingdom things, people walking in his kingdom, and things happening in the kingdom of God for people's lives. So, Stephanie, let me look up a verse here where I know it talks about the kingdom is at hand. If I can find it. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's... Okay. That would be the New Testament. The flag. Okay, let's make it easy. Oh, yeah, this is what I was thinking. I think I was thinking Matthew 4:17, and the kingdom of heaven has come near. That's what I was thinking. Okay, so hold on. What did I just say? Matthew 4:17. So let me get rid of these other ones because they've got them all here, which the other ones are just for me to say them out loud. Is Matthew 3:2, Matthew 4:17, which I'm going to look that up, Mark 1:15. Okay, so Matthew 4:17. Hold on, I want to get the verse before it and after it. Okay, yeah, that's the end of the verse of that parable story there when he was in Galilee. And that's where the beginning of Jesus's ministry is being shared there in 4:12 through 17. So, yeah. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I don't know if the Lord's calling you out. You know, like Elijah, you know, there was a point where he had a call in his life and then the Lord told him to step up. Then Elijah stepped up and he moved forward, you know. And I don't know if this is what this means, is that it's a way of the Lord calling you out and saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, like to step up. And so I don't know if he's showing you something specifically that you should be doing and taking steps in faith. Or, you know, it might not even be, whoa, I almost dropped my computer. I'm sorry. It may not even be maybe something he's showing you specifically, but maybe you have a slight unction of what he wants you to do. And he's waiting for you to take that step of faith. To step up and take that step of faith and to do like that next thing. And to do what you know to do, do what he put in your hand to do. And, you know, like the kingdom of God is at hand. It's near and it's your time. So begin to move in that and function in that. And it could also be, I was thinking this. Sometimes the Lord gives us an open door and we think, okay, so now that door is open, but like it's not necessarily always like an all or nothing thing. So I'm going to step through that door in faith, you know, in that place that I'm stepping forth and for the Lord to show me and for the Lord to direct me. And it's okay to even like communicate that to other people. Like I'm going to say yes to this, but I don't have clear understanding of what all that looks like, you know. So my commitment is just to say yes to the Lord, and then to allow him to lead me and shape me and form me as I go. This is what I was going to say, because when Jesus called with Moses, when he called the people out of Egypt to deliver them from captivity, to bring them into the promised land, he parted the Red Sea, right, through Moses, and he stood there and with his staff, he raised it, and he parted the Red Sea for them, and they went through that on dry ground. And then when Joshua got to the Jordan, Joshua actually had to take a step of faith. Actually, he had to take his step and put his foot into the Jordan before it was parted. So it was a little bit different. So now, you know, because we're partakers and co-laborers with Jesus and all that he's doing, that he does call us to take a step of faith and to move forward. And when we do that, there is a blessing. There definitely is a blessing in that. Even when we don't know and we're saying before, well, I don't know, but, you know, I'm just going to, here's this open door during that time. I'm just going to pray, or I'm just going to do what I know to do, or whatever that open door is, and spend your time before the Lord and just allowing him to bring about what he wants to bring about and have him shape it and form it according to his purpose and his will for you. But again, I see the kingdom of God is near to you. The kingdom of God is near. And the Lord's speaking a lot, or I'm seeing in my mind, spirit's visual mind, lots of people being in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. And I just now realized that when I was praying for you, that that's what it's repeatedly of what I'm seeing. So bless the Lord. Do you, Stephanie, have any specific prayer requests you'd like us to pray for?
A lot of, but I feel like I need deliverance, like spiritually. So I've been like fasting and like spending time with God, but yeah, just for deliverance.
Okay. Did you say forgiveness?
No, deliverance from
deliverance.
Like anything. That,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We thank you, Lord. We just come into agreement with Stephanie, Lord, that you would deliver her, Father, Lord, just like you delivered the people, God, and they had movement and they followed, Lord. They followed Moses. They followed Jesus, Lord. And I thank you that it's her heart to follow you into the kingdom of God, into its fullness, Lord. We pray for deliverance to take place, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. You know, one thing I noticed while rereading that, I'm not quite done with that part yet in Exodus, but rereading that, what I noticed is that when the people, the Lord kept saying to Moses, like resting himself even, that the people, when they would cry out, I have heard their cry, and he's preparing a way for them and making a way for them and establishing that and providing for them because he's heard their cry of oppression and that he has compassion on them. And you know, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that that's how you see Stephanie. That's how you see your daughter. That's how you see those who are asking for deliverance, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you hear their cry. Lord, even if they don't know how to speak at all or communicate or to clarify the deliverance that's needed, Lord, you hear the cry of their oppression. God, in Jesus' name, and you send forth your compassion, and you send forth your mercy, and the riches of your kindness, as we read in Romans 2, God, and deliver her, God. Bring forth the deliverance that she's asking for and is in need of, God, out of the riches, again, the riches of your kindness and your goodness and your word, Lord. We thank you that she's a partaker of your victory. In Jesus' name, and that you will bring forth a deliverance. In the name of the Lord, amen.
Thank you for praying.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you for joining us this evening. God bless you. Okay. We thank the Lord for his healing presence, and I know we have a couple more callers that are dialed in. If you would like ministry, you can press 1 on your keypad now. It'll open up your phone line. Ideally, it's good to do it as soon as you call in and press 1 on your keypad, but at any time that you would like ministry, in any evening and any time that you're called in and dialed in, you can press 1 on your keypad and it'll open up your phone line for ministry so that any host or co-host or minister would know that you'd like prayer agreement or ministry. So may the Lord send his healing presence to us. Praise the Lord. May the Spirit of the Lord be upon you and rest upon you this evening, and consecrate your pillows unto the Lord, and have sweet dreams and shalom to your home. Until next time, friends, good evening.